Boris's new big deal. Boris Johnson has attempted to grab the headlines by bigging up his government's £5 billion post-pandemic spending program on schools, hospitals, and infrastructure. Build back greener, build back faster, barked the tougher than a butcher's dog prime minister, before the cloud of a reimposed lockdown in Leicester darkened proceedings. In reality, much of what's been pledged is recycled commitments and announcements by the government. It will do nothing to prevent the economy plunging into the deepest recession in 300 years. The PM has promised £1 billion extra for schools in England, spread over 10 years. But before parents, teachers, and students cheer, the National Audit Office points out that £6.7 billion is needed for basic school repairs, and a further £7.1 billion to bring schools up to a good condition. Decade of austerity indeed. A decade of Tory austerity has led to chronic underfunding in health and education. Johnson's spending program is hardly on the scale of President Roosevelt's spending program in 1930s America, and, as the Socialist pointed out in a recent article, Roosevelt's New Deal program, reforms to save capitalism at socialistparty.org.uk, it largely failed to turn the depressed US economy around. The PM's investment plans in infrastructure, to rebuild the economy as part of his political strategy, to retain support in former Red Wall Labour constituencies, which switched to the Tories in the last general election. This is deemed necessary by Number 10, because Johnson's standing in opinion polls has plummeted as the government's poor handling of the coronavirus pandemic has become more apparent. A recent poll for the iNewspaper shows a negative approval rating of minus 7 points for the Prime Minister compared to a positive rating of plus 38 in mid-April. And 76% of those polled say the lockdown was implemented too late. However, only 19% of respondents thought right-wing Labour leader Keir Starmer would make a better PM. Johnson is reportedly insisting there must be no return to austerity, despite the massive funding crisis in councils due to government cuts. Moreover, since being elected to Parliament in 2015, he has voted for all the Tory government's austerity measures. And there was no outcry from him when the 2010 Tory government scrapped Labour's timid Building Schools for the Future programme, which stopped 715 rebuild projects. Most of the government's largesse will go into private hands. This is despite the failure of private sector companies in building and running hospitals, and having to renationalize the part-privatized probation service, and bailing out the private train operating companies to the tune of £3.5 billion this year. Green investment? The Tory support for private developers and landlords, and hostility to council housing, means that the chronic shortage of affordable housing is unlikely to be addressed. The Tories' 2015 Starter Homes Initiative, costing £2.3 billion, produced zero new properties. There is little sign of investment in green jobs such as public transport schemes, energy production, insulating homes, etc. In fact, the previous national infrastructure strategy, aimed at tackling crucial environmental issues, has again been kicked down the road, including the manifesto commitment to a national home insulation program. Johnson has, however, lavished spending on environmentally unfriendly new road building. The Tory government's bailouts and handouts to big business will do little to address the chronic social problems facing working-class communities, i.e. jobs, pay, housing, transport, education and other service provision. The failed capitalist profit system, which Johnson champions, is the root cause of austerity and underinvestment in infrastructure. Only socialist policies can build better, greener and faster.